This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
Was a sinner, you saved me from all of my sins.
I'm going to ask you this word. Turn your Bibles to Revelation, the fourth chapter. And we're going to read the last three verses of that fourth chapter. But we're going to deal, you see, we're going to begin at verse 8. I want you to begin at verse 8. Revelation, that's the last book in the Bible. Amen. The fourth chapter. Verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy Lord God, Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created. May God bless. The flowers faded and the grass withers, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk about true worship. True worship. Amen. God is asking for true worship. Isn't that right? Amen. He wants us to worship him in reality, knowing that he is alive and that he has power. Amen. To secure all of our needs. Amen. And when we worship him in truth and in spirit. Isn't that right? And I think everybody can attest to the fact that God is good. He has been good, he's still good, and it's always going to be good. Isn't that right? But his nature does not change because he just being God. God all by himself. Amen. And I think that we ought to be grateful and thankful that we do not serve a changeable God. Amen. As men and as the weather changes and all of the changes that's around. He just remains the same on his same study course, tabernacling from the beginning to the end. Isn't that right? Amen. And in this particular scripture today, we find that John was on an isle of Patmos. Isn't that right? Amen. And John was out there, and he was there for a purpose. God wants us sometime to get alone so he can talk to us. Ain't that right? Sometime he need to get us all by ourselves so he can have a personal one-on-one conversation with us. Amen. And when we do that, then we allow God to convey his message to us, what he would have us to do. Isn't that right? And to understand our purpose and our role in life. Amen. And everybody need to know what God expects out of them. Isn't that right? Every one of us here are here for a purpose. And that purpose should be, if not, to do God's will. Isn't that right? Amen. He starts off in that first verse by saying, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. A door was open in heaven. If you want to get in touch with God, you must pray to him until the door is open. I don't think y'all got that one. Amen. You see, God wants, first of all, your sincerity. He wants your attention. Isn't that right? He wants to know that you are real in your requests. Isn't that right? He wants to know that you really desire to have what you ask for. Amen. The door was open. And the first voice he heard, he said, I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, and said, come up, hide us. God wants us to come up. Amen. You see, you cannot remain in yourself, in your things that causes you to be unfit and unclean. You've got to come up. And the only way you're going to get up, you got to loose your baggage. You got to get rid of the stuff that keeps you down. You got to get rid of the stuff that makes you blind to God's wishes and God's desires. You got to give up the load of sin, selfishness, hatefulness. You got to give it up and come up. In order to worship God, you got to get up. And see, this is the reason I tell people all of the time. There ought to be something about the Word of God that changes you spiritually. It ought to arouse you. It ought to make you come up on another level. When the Word of God is being expressed and you are in place where the Word of God is being taught, you ought to get in another mood. There is something of transforming about the Word of God. Isn't that right? It makes dead things alive. Have you ever watched the little trees, the little underbrush that when the fall comes, they look as if they are dead? But oh, when the spring of life comes, that which looked as if it were dead have now been made alive. And this is what he does for us. Although he said we are dead in our sin, the word of God will make us alive forevermore. Isn't that right? He said, I heard a voice, and it sounds like a trumpet talking to me, and said, come up higher, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Amen. Listen. Most times, the reason why we are struggling, we never get in position for God to show us something. You see, we think sometimes because things are going bad that this is the end. And it's so dark sometimes in our lives that we feel that there is no tomorrow. Isn't that right? Sometimes we say to make us feel like that God has gone off on vacation and he's left us alone. But we must always remember, he says, them in whom I hold in the palm of my hand, the devil in hell cannot pluck them out. Are you going to pray with me? You see, when you come to praise God, when you come to worship God, you ought to ask God to lift you up into the Spirit. Because you see, you've got to be in the Spirit in order to receive spiritual things. You cannot be a carnal person in your carnality and expect God to deal with you spiritually unless you ask God to elevate you in the Spirit, that you may be able to receive power from God. The race is not given to the swift, but to those who hold out until the end. So that says something about it. It's not how fast you run, but how well you stay in the race. Isn't that right? And you cannot stay in the race just because you say, I am who I am. That has nothing to do with it. Your power, your know-how, your intellectuality has nothing to do with your spiritual growth. Isn't that right? My brothers and sisters, we've got to understand that in order for us to be better, we must do better. We must do better, and not only that, we must be better. It's dangerous trying to live a double life. You cannot live a double life. God's looking for real people because God is real. How many of you believe today God is real? He's real, and you know something? He's still in charge. He's still in charge. And he said that as he heard him talk, he was commanding him to come up so he could really have a fellowship. How many of you know that it is necessary for us to have a fellowship with God? How can we get to know him if we never have a fellowship? If there's never fellowship, then there'll never be a relationship. Isn't that right? He said to him, come up and see some things. We need to know what the Lord can do, and we need to know what the Lord will do.